feel like I don't like any of this and I want to start over.
Okay.
We've wasted so much time.
11 minutes.
11 minutes?
Welcome to the My Life, Your Life Together podcast. I'm Zach, and for this episode, I'm joined by my wife, Lexi, to give a introductory episode teaser kind of deal as to, of course, as episodes come out, you'll learn a lot more about me and the guests I have on the show. But really, we wanted to take some time. Lex has come up with some pretty hard-hitting questions.
Oh, yeah.
just about, like I said, about me and the podcast. So she'll ask, I'll answer, and she'll call me out if I'm lying because we've known each other for 18 years and been married for 8 of them. So what is the first question you have for me, dear?
My first question is why you didn't introduce me as your executive producer.
Because this is your first interaction with anything, and I don't know that you're going to stick with it, if I'm being honest. Do you know what an executive producer does? They do a lot.
Yeah, and I'm the one who came up with a lot of things about this podcast already.
Okay, fine.
Like the idea to do this episode.
I'm sorry, everybody. Today I'm joined by my wife, and more importantly, executive producer, Lexi. What's your second question?
Why did you want to start a podcast?
I just want to be famous. No. Because the best way I could describe it is my brain felt like a disorganized bundle of yarn. You know when like yarn gets all tangled or something? That's what my brain was. And I needed an outlet for something. And up until about a year and a half ago, that outlet was just to keep rolling it into balls of anxiety until I was physically and mentally drained. But now that we're getting that under control, that fun episode to follow in the coming weeks here, I needed an outlet because I just felt like I wanted to create something. And you, among many other people, have told me that I am funny, that I can talk to anybody about anything. And the truth is, I enjoy talking to people, whether I know them or I don't know them, whether I know what they're talking about or I don't. I'm genuinely interested to learn about other people and their backstory or their hobbies or their interests. So that's part of it, really getting just to know people a little bit better, make more friends with my limited time that I have so I can see them once every leap year. and the other part of it is kind of a rolled in support system for people going through things. Like we have episodes about type 1 diabetes coming out. Like I said, anxiety coming out. Eventually there'll be, you know, sitting down with some people and talking about journeys through infertility. So really heavy topics that have affected me personally. I would like to get people on, and I'll talk about this later, people on who have gone through things that I have no experience with, but who think like me and want to also help people who might be going through similar issues. So basically it's a support podcast. It's a lifestyle podcast. There will be quite a few episodes that don't touch on anything heavy at all. And it's just me and Miss Executive Producer over there, or me and a few friends, or me and strangers talking about whatever we want, whether it's ranking Jack Black films because he's an American icon, or it could be, you know, fun would you rather conversations that I ask friends all the time, and it just evolves into something stupidly interesting, if that's an expression. I don't know. Does that answer your question?
So it's a mix of real life and goofiness.
Fantasy. Oh, yes. But my real life is goofiness, so.
That's true.
It's really just real life.
But there's basically not one theme that you're trying to stick with.
No, this is not a true crime. This isn't political. This isn't a straight comedy.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
cool.
A jack of all trades, but a master of none is better than a master of one, right?
True.
That's I believe that's the real quote. Nobody ever says the back end of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What's next? What's next?
Well, we kind of just hit it, but what the podcast is about.
Oh, yeah, we definitely just hit that. For a little bit more detail, the podcast episodes will be anywhere from 20 minutes to, you know, an hour, maybe, depending on what we're talking about. I already know we've recorded some that are going to be longer than that or might have to end up being two parts. So it really depends on what the subject matter is. But no matter what, whether it's 20 minutes or 90 minutes or whatever, they're going to be fun. I promise.
Even the serious ones.
Even the serious ones, because that's how I live through life, with humor. Humor gets me through some things. So yeah. I like to bring brevity to heavy situations.
That is true.
All right, so we can skip that question.
When will the episodes come out?
When I hit the publish button. if you're listening to this, that means it's either July 1st, 2023, or any date after that, because this is coming out July 1st, 2023. Real episodes will be coming out starting July 5th.
None of these fake episodes.
Yeah, not this fake intro garbage. No, real episodes will come out starting July 5th, and then they will come out weekly on every Wednesday. Unless there's an extenuating circumstance where I can't, but that's my goal.
Next question is, will you be accepting guests on the show?
Yes. So,
will I be one of them?
Yes.
How many times?
At least once, including this.
Wow. Okay.
No, I already told you. Earlier I told you I had a good idea for you. So,
which one?
We'll get you on with No, we'll do the Disney episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun. My wife and executive producer will be a guest. Quite a few of my best friends will be on. As they come on, I'll introduce them, because you will hear a lot of familiar voices once you start getting into the episodes. And hopefully, eventually, see a lot of familiar faces once we can get kind of a set design and figure out how to actually make video footage look good. But until then, you're just stuck listening to my voice and my friends' voices. But yeah, guests outside of my friend group, outside of people I know, I would love to have guests on the show. If you have an interest or hobby that you're really passionate about and just want to share it with me, you get in touch and we'll tell you how to get in touch. And we can figure out a time to sit down. I talk with you and make sure that we actually can hold a conversation. And if we can, we'll hopefully have a fun time making an episode. Who knows?
How can people find out more about the podcast?
Right now, we have an Instagram set up. We have a Facebook page set up. And I'm slowly working on a website just to have everything kind of all in one place. But that's pretty slow going. So the best ways are going to be through Instagram or Facebook, and there'll be links in the footer description of each episode that you can click on, you can follow, you can DM me from there, you can interact with me from there. But that'll be the easiest way for right now, I think, for people to get in touch with me with comments, concerns, telling me things to talk about.
Give me one fun fact about yourself, Zachary James.
I mean, it's a fun fact. I don't know what's like specific to me, though, but I would say probably 90 to 95% of the time there is music or a conversation happening inside my head. And I don't know if that's why I don't hear people a lot of the time.
That's not why. Oh. It's because you have selective hearing.
What? no, but yeah, there's always something happening inside my head. And sometimes it's pointless conversation in my head. Other times it's ideas of things I want to do. But that's why I enjoy having you in my life, to weigh out all these passion projects that I want to do, but that I just physically don't have time for. Tell me one fun fact about yourself, executive producer.
I don't like the way you said that.
Tell me one fact about yourself, executive producer.
I own and run my own business.
What?
I know. Shocking news, right?
Since when?
since May of 2017.
Also, did you just use my podcast to plug your own business?
Aesthetics by Lexi, come see me.
I feel dirty and used.
I'm sorry.
But seriously, go see her so I can keep funding this podcast. We don't have any sponsors, which brings me to my next point. If you want to sponsor, donate. There will definitely be ways to do that.
Reach out on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah. I do want to make some cool t-shirts for the podcast too. Mostly because I just want to start wearing one around. The best way to not miss anything is to like Facebook, like Instagram, follow me on all those. Subscribe on listening platforms. Any platform that you normally listen to podcasts on, and YouTube, this will be coming out on. Even before video, I think I'm going to put it on YouTube just with like a static image because some people like YouTube better than podcast platforms. But yeah, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, all that fun stuff. Is that it?
Yep.
Are we done?
Mm-hmm.
So what do I do to end it?
Oh boy.
So yeah, that was our intro episode. I hope you learned a little bit about us and why we're doing this. But thank you very much for listening. Like us on social media, like I said, send me messages, and I look forward to putting out more episodes. And so make sure you're subscribed and following so you can listen to them all with everybody else. See you next time.
Bye.